Welcome to the Von Nelson Podcast. Today is the first quarter 2024 Von Nelson Value Opportunity Recap. And with me today is Senior Portfolio Manager Chad Fargason. And with that, Chad, I will turn things over to you.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Well, we had a very good first quarter. We outperformed our benchmark by several hundred basis points. And with that and a number of prior quarters, we've now been outperforming over the long term, over several different time periods. And so I thought it would be interesting today to have a quick reminder of how do we invest and then walk through what we've done for the last quarter and the last several quarters and then what we're expecting to see in the next year. So once again, how do we invest at Von Nelson? We buy undervalued companies. Whether they're undervalued growers or undervalued assets or undervalued dividends, we're looking to buy undervalued companies that are going to get properly valued in the fullness of time. One of the ways that we pursue that is by having end markets, ultimate end markets for our companies, which are growing and frankly, which are growing more rapidly each quarter and each year. So they're accelerating. One of those end markets currently is artificial intelligence. Everyone's probably heard that artificial intelligence is the next big thing. We all know this. In particular, one of the things happening is the physical infrastructure that is being built right now to support the growth of artificial intelligence is tremendous. It's crazy. For example, the capacity of data centers in the country is going to double in the next 5 years. We have built data centers now for the past 20 or 30 years in this country. We're going to double that in the next 5 years. Now, what does that mean? It means we have to have buildings, we have to have electrical equipment, we have to have power generation, and we have to have lots and lots of semiconductor chips and connectivity cables. So, have we done something with that? We have. We've found and bought and held companies that are part of that building boom. Some of those are companies which are in the electrical space, so they're companies that help put the electrical equipment into the data center that's being used. Some of them are ones that are helping generate power for those data centers. Some of those are companies that are helping build the cables and the semiconductor chips and those kinds of things that are going into the data centers. So we can take this sort of accelerating market, look for all the companies in this market, and find the particular ones which really work, dig in and identify individual companies with great managements, great capital allocation, a great end market, and see that those companies are going to be worth more in the future than they are today. Now, another great end market like this is just American reindustrialization. What's happening right now? We are reshoring companies back to America. This is fantastic from the point of view of all sorts of folks, right? From the point of view of domestic manufacturers, for example. Now, there's some overlap. Some of these companies which are able to invest in building out data centers are also helping reindustrialize America. Also, there's some other companies that are different. So we find these interesting end markets. We find the companies that are participating in them, and we find the exact stories which really work for us. Now, looking forward, what do we think is going to happen next? First of all, we think the economy is pretty good. We think we're in a not too hot, not too cold point of view. We think the consumer is solid. We don't think things are going crazy. It's not super positive, but it's solid. And we continue to see certain solid end markets going forward. As an example, we can look at the healthcare end market. We can look at companies that are selling tools into the life sciences market, into the healthcare market. And we can see that those companies' prospects are getting better and better for the next few quarters relative to where they've been. Now, we also think there is some continued warranted caution. So as we look at our companies, if we think they can't handle a slower economy, we get a little worried. So we're trying to make sure that any company that we're investing in can handle if the economy begins to slow down. And of course, as always, we'll continue to do what we do, to pick single companies that are undervalued and we think will become more properly valued in the fullness of time across the next 3 years, and we'll achieve our goal of growth in value across the next 3 years. And with that, Dan, I'll turn it back to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chad. Appreciate the insight on the quarter. And with that, we'll turn over to the returns. In the first quarter of 2024, Von Nelson Value Opportunity returned 11.7% gross, 11.47 net, and that's versus the Russell Midcap Value Index at 8.23%. Over the last year, the Von Nelson Value Opportunity has returned 29.43% gross, 28.36% net, and the Russell Midcap Value is at 20.4%. Over the last 3 years, 9.67 gross and 8.75 net, and the Russell Midcap value at 6.8%. The last 5 years, the Von Nelson Value Opportunity Strategy returned 13.36 gross, 12.41 net, and again, versus the Russell Midcap Value Index at 9.94%. And lastly, over the last 10 years, Von Nelson Value Opportunity returned 8.83 gross, 7.91 net, and 8.57 for the Russell Midcap Value Index. And with that, that's a wrap on the first quarter. So, Chad, thank you very much. Great quarter, and we'll see you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
The views, information, and/or opinions expressed during this podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Von Nelson and its employees. Von Nelson does not verify and assumes no responsibility for the accuracy of any of the information contained in the podcast. The primary purpose of the information, opinions, and thoughts presented in this podcast is to educate and inform. This podcast, or any podcast in the series, does not constitute professional investment advice or services, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. Past performance is not an indication of future performance. By accessing this podcast, you acknowledge that the entire contents of this podcast are the property of Von Nelson and, or used by Von Nelson with permission and are protected under U.S. copyright and trademark laws. Securities discussed within this podcast may be held in the Von Nelson strategies.